This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart Sithibeni Rabuka in Delhi today. The Fiji Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. He is accompanied by his pal Suleiti Rabuka. The delegation include Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lal Balavu and senior officials. Union Minister J.P. Nadda called on the visiting dignitary yesterday evening. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. It reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen the bilateral relationship across all sectors and deepen close people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad this evening. Prime Minister will also address a public function on the occasion. On the second day of his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and a flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad tomorrow evening. Prime Minister will dedicate multiple railway projects worth over 1,400 crore rupees to the nation. He will inaugurate the widening of Viramgam-Khudad-Rampura Road. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone for the construction of six-lane vehicle underpasses on the Ahmedabad-Mehsana-Palanpur Road and railway overbridge on the Ahmedabad-Viramgam Road. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, has said that India will continue buying oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. In an interview to a Russian news agency, Vinay Kumar said, the US decision to increase tariffs on Indian imports by 25%, totaling 50% due to New Delhi's purchase of Russian oil is unfair, unreasonable and unjustified. He emphasized that India's energy policy aims to secure reliable supplies for its citizens and its cooperation with Russia and other countries has contributed to global oil market stability. Mr. Kumar also highlighted that India-Russia trade is driven by mutual interest and market factors and pointed out that other countries, including the US and European nations, also continue trading with Russia. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden test, flight test of the Integrated Air Defence Weapons System, IADWS, off the coast of Odisha yesterday. IADWS is a multi-layered air defence system comprising all indigenous quick reaction surface-to-air missile, advanced very short-range air defence system missiles and a high-power laser-based directed energy weapon. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwestern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till 26th of this month. Heavy rainfall is also very likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir till tomorrow. Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that India aspires to be among the top five sporting nation in the world by 2047, the centenary of the country's independence. Addressing the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships at Ahmedabad, Mr. Mandaviya said, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, India has progressed by leaps and bounds in the sporting sector and many reforms have been introduced in the area. He said the Prime Minister has kept a goal to take the country among top 10 in the world in the next 10 years. And India's Sharvari Somnath Shende won the Under-18 Women's Individual Recurve Gold Medal at the 2025 World Youth Archery Championships in Winnipeg, Canada yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.